Hi, this is Grandpa Reeve with another Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny story. This is a story about the time that Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny made a submarine and went down under the ocean. It all began one day when Porky and Bugs woke up and looked out at the beautiful ocean, and they decided that there must be a lot of interesting things down below the ocean, but they would need some way to go down and see what's down there. So Bugs decided that they would have the best luck if they made a submarine. So he said to Porky, "Hey Porky, you know what?" And Porky said, "What, Bugs?" "Well, I've been thinking. I think that if we made a submarine, we could go down in the ocean and we could see many unusual fish and other things."
"Boy, that sounds like a good idea," said Porky. "How are we going to do that, though?"
"Don't worry about it," said Bugs. "We'll go down to the junkyard where we bought that hot water tank for the rocket ship, and we'll see if the guy has another hot water tank."
"That sounds like a good idea," said Porky.
So Bugs and Porky drove down to the junkyard and walked in and said, "Good morning, Mr. Junkyard Owner."
"Good morning, guys. How are you? You're back again."
Yeah, we're back again," said Porky.
"Well, what do you want this time?"
"Well," Bugs said, "I think we would like to get another hot water tank, and we would like to use it to build something."
"Well, you're in luck. I happen to have a hot water tank. Just came in yesterday."
"Let's go take a look at it," said Porky and Bugs. So they went in and they took a look at the hot water tank, and it was in almost perfect condition.
"Boy, Bugs, that looks like a really good hot water tank, but don't you think?"
"Well, it's good, but we certainly aren't going to pay top dollar for it."
"Well, how much are you willing to pay me for it?" said the junkyard owner.
"Well, how much you want for it?" said Bugs.
"Well, I'd like to get $500.
Bugs said, "I'll make you a real sweet deal. We'll just knock off a couple decimal points, and I'll give you $5.
"Boy, you drive a hard bargain," said the junkyard manager.
"That's why I'm Bugs Bunny," said Bugs.
"Boy, you sure do drive a hard bargain there, Bugs," said Porky.
"All right," the man said. "Could you possibly go a little higher to $750?
"All right, I'll make it $750.
So they bought the hot water tank, and they took it out, and they rolled it into the back of the truck, and they drove back home with it. They spent the next 2 days and nights working all day on it and thinking about how they were going to design it so that it could go under the water. Finally, they had figured out what to do. They put windows in it. They put an oxygen tank down in there that they could store a supply of spare air. They put a motor in it, and then they put a backup motor that ran off of a bicycle pedal so that even if they had no power, they could still make the propeller turn. Then they put fins on it so they could guide the submarine up and down. And finally, they put some comfortable seats in there that they could sit in while they were looking out the window and piloting it. Finally, it was ready. By the time they had it ready, word had got around town that the submarine was going to be another adventure similar to the rocket ship to the moon. And by morning, when they arrived at the seashore, there were many, many people there waiting to see them launch it, including the president. Also, there were foreign dignitaries, and there were mayors, and there were congressmen, and there were many, many important people, plus many of the news media there. Fox News was there, CNN News was there, and so on. Well, everybody was excited and could not wait to see the launch of the submarine. So Porky and Bugs stood up and everybody applauded, and they said, "Well, without further ado," Bugs says, "we are going to go down under the water and see what there is to see." With that, the crowd applauded, the band began to play, and Porky and Bugs climbed into the submarine and took the submarine and shut the hatch. At the same time, it was released on the rail launch so that it would roll down into the water, which it did, and it floated perfectly. Now it was time for Bugs to let the water into the ballast so that the submarine would start to go down, and as he turned open the valve and Bugs and Porky turned open the rear valve, the water began to come in and the submarine began to submerge. It wasn't long before the submarine was deep down under the water and getting even deeper. And out the window, Bugs and Porky saw many, many interesting things. Some of the things that they saw were beautiful fish, coral reefs, sponges, an octopus, a squid, a shark. They also saw a barracuda. They saw a giant ocean sunfish. Even a marlin swam by, and some friendly porpoises. And even a whale went by. As they went deeper and deeper, they began to see the ocean floor, and down there they saw starfish, sea urchins, sea cucumbers, and other beautiful animals that they didn't even know the names of. Soon they were so deep that the fish were glowing in the dark, and they could actually see them in the dark underwater, and they were very, very unusual looking. Bugs took a look at the oxygen meter and he realized that right now they had just enough oxygen to get back to the surface. So he turned to Porky and he said, "Porky, we have to go up, unfortunately. As much as I enjoy it down here, we need to go back up and go to the surface."
"But that's okay, Bugs. You're the skipper. I'm just your first mate, whatever you say."
So they engaged the up thrust mechanism on the submarine, began to pump the water out, which made the ship lighter and lighter, and it began to come back up to the surface. And finally, when they got up to the surface, they began to see the bright sunshine of day shining down through the crystal clear blue water, and they arrived at the surface just outside of the shoreline where they had originally gone down. By this time, there were throngs of people lining the shoreline on all sides, cheering and clapping and anxiously awaiting to see what the two adventurers had to say when they stepped out of the submarine. Porky and Bugs were able to guide the submarine back into the launch mechanism, which then hooked a hook on the nose and pulled it back out of the water. And finally, it was time for them to step out of the submarine and climb down the ladder to be presented with the Medal of Honor from the mayor of the local town. So they got out of the submarine. As they did, the crowds were applauding. "Yay! Yay, Porky and Bugs! Yay!" everybody said. And they came down the ladder, and they stood there, and they smiled. And everybody said how courageous they were and how lucky they were that they had had such an adventure. And Bugs says, "Well, it's not all luck. We had to have an idea, and then we had to act on that idea. And we made our dream become a reality because we believed we could do it." And that is how many of the adventures of Porky and Bugs happen, is they believe they can do it and they're not afraid to try. And that night after they went to bed, they slept and dreamed of the next adventure, which will be coming along very soon. If you wish to play this story again, just hit the replay. And that's the end of this story. Thank you.